Ezekiel chapter 22. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this: Now, you son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Yes, you will show her all of her abominations. Then you are to say, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, The city sheds blood in the midst of it, so that her time can come and make idols against herself to defile herself. You've become guilty in your blood that you've shed, and you've defiled yourself in your idols which you have made, and you've caused your days to draw near, and you've come even to your years. And for this reason have I made you a reproach to the heathen and a mocking to all countries. Those that are near and those that are far from you will mock you, who are infamous and much vexed. Look and understand, the princes of Israel, every one, were in you to their power to shed blood. In you have they set light by father and mother. In the midst of you have they dealt by oppression with the stranger. In you have they vexed the fatherless and the widow. You've despised my holy things. You've profaned my Sabbaths. In you are men who carry tales to shed blood. And in you they eat upon the mountains. And in the midst of you they commit lewdness. In you have they discovered their father's nakedness. In you have they humbled the woman who has been set apart for pollution. And one has committed the abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another has lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another in you has humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In you have they taken gifts to shed blood. In you have taken usury and increase, and you have greedily gained from your neighbors by extortion, and you have forgotten me, says Sovereign Yahweh. Look, see, and understand, for this reason have I smitten my hand at your dishonest gain which you have made, and at your blood which has been in the midst of you. Can your heart endure, or can your hands be strong in the days that I will deal with you? I, Yahweh, have spoken, and will do it. And I will scatter you amongst the heathen, and disperse you in the countries, and I will consume your filthiness from out of you, and you will take your inheritance in yourself in the sight of the heathen, and you will know that I am Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this: Son of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. All of them are brass, and tin, and iron, and lead in the midst of the furnace. They are just like the dross of silver. For this reason, thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, because you've all become dross, look and understand, for this reason will I gather you into the midst of Jerusalem, just as they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace to blow the fire upon it, to melt it, so will I gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will leave you and melt you. Yes, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and you will be melted in the midst of it. Just as silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so will you be melted in the midst of it, and you will know that I, Yahweh, have poured out my fury on you. And the word of Yahweh came again to me, saying this: Son of man, say to her, You are the land that is not cleansed nor rained upon in the day of indignation. A conspiracy of her prophets is in the midst of it, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. And they've devoured souls, and they've taken the treasure and precious things, and they've made her many widows in the midst of it. Her priests have violated my law, and they've profaned my holy things, and they have put no difference between the holy and the profane, and neither have they showed any difference between the clean and the unclean, and they've hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst of it are like wolves ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get a dishonest gain. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies to them, saying, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, when Yahweh himself has not spoken at all. The people of the land have used oppression, and they've exercised robbery, and they've vexed the poor and needy. Yes, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I looked for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. And for this reason have I poured out my indignation upon them, and I've consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, says Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.